It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Knoxville voters have 5 seats to fill on the City Council. Early voting begins this month, and Election Day is November 7th. This week, WUOT presents conversations with each of the candidates in the race. Today, we hear from Gwen McKenzie. She's a candidate from District 6, which includes Mechanicsville, downtown, and parts of East Knoxville.
Politics was never on Gwen McKenzie's bucket list or goals in life and things that I wanted to accomplish. But I actually had a very close friend that was in local politics here and relocated to Nashville a couple of years ago. He called me and said, "Hey, I need you to pray about something for me." And I'm like, "What's that?" He's like, "Running for city council." And I'm like, "Why would I want to do that?" So he started naming off these lists of qualities that he felt that I possessed that would make me an ideal candidate for the 6th District City Council. Trust me, I still wasn't sold, but that week, I kid you not, about 10 people called me saying the same thing, folks that I don't communicate with on a normal basis. So I really did take it seriously then and started praying about it, and then I realized that I stepped back and started evaluating City Council and the role that City Council plays, and I realized that I could actually have a huge impact and be an advocate and a voice for the people. So that's the reason why I decided to run.
One of the issues you've mentioned is community revitalization, and this is something we've seen with great success around Market Square and downtown and Gay Street, to some extent like Old North Knox, even some residential revitalization around Oakwood Lincoln Park. What would you like to see, and where would you like to see it elsewhere in the city?
Well, certainly I think the 6th District has a lot of opportunity to be able to capitalize from community revitalization. If you look at the 6th District, and I like to refer to us as the heart and soul of the city because we have downtown, we have part of Sutherland, Lonsdale, Mechanicsville, Park Ridge, Shawie Hills, Burlington, and we actually bump up against Houston Hills. And so we actually have one of the largest percentages of low-income residents also within the city. So I'd like to see a lot of that happening further into the East Knoxville area. I think that downtown serves as a great blueprint for us that it's possible, it can be done with all of us working together, and then looking at incentives for developers to be able to come in and help revitalize.
You also talk about community policing. What is your vision for that?
Wow, that's a great one because I talk to so many people on a daily basis. We have a lot of great neighborhood organizations that have community police officers, but you don't have everyone in the neighborhoods that are engaged with those. And so what I'd like to see is more emphasis around even just neighborhood watch type activities, having police officers maybe have just neighborhood corner meetings where they'll come in maybe once or twice a month and just be posted up there, and neighbors can just kind of filter through and talk to the officers. We do have some areas where people are living in areas that are more high crime, so to speak. But I'm a firm believer that there are more good people that live in neighborhoods than there are bad. And if we just pull together and we start communicating with each other, first and foremost, to look out for each other, and then also communicating with the police, that we can actually turn some of these things around. And so that's my vision of community policing and empowering people.
One thing we've heard pretty consistently from other candidates that we've talked to in this series is how to balance things like projects, improvements, infrastructure development that everybody wants to have to move the city forward, essentially the city's economic growth, balancing that with how we pay for it. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
So, and that's an excellent question. And how we pay for that is we're going to have to sit down and we're actually going to have to roll up our sleeves and look in the budget and look at some of the things that we have actually been having a heavy concentration and focus on and say, how can we maybe shift some of those funds to, you know, actually kick off some other projects, those types of things. So I think it's going to take this new council all working together and looking at what makes sense and what can we maybe pull back a little bit from that actually is already in place that we've been funding pretty heavily and say, hey, can we actually take some of that funding to start new projects that, you know, we all would love to see in our neighborhoods and our districts.
Gwen McKenzie is a candidate for Knoxville City Council in District 6. Ms. McKenzie, thank you for the time today.
Thank you for having me.